Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi, Sane Man, Chetan here again. I have a job offer to go work in the city of London. They'll hire me all the way from India rather than upskilling some local guy there. I live up in the mountains away from most people, and I think I've become lazy and complacent living on my own terms here. I'm also not too keen to be a cultural enricher in London. Last time I was there, I almost got in a fight with a mixed-race Abdul who was kicking an overweight woman onto the ground and threatening to struggle snuggle her younger sister and pushing her old father around. I'm usually calm, but the red mist takes over me at times when I see evil around me. I also don't want to get in trouble with the woke laws of the West. I'm kind of confused whether or not I should. The character of Travis Bickle in the movie Taxi Driver has resonated with me since I was young. I guess that's why I was trying to end up white knighting a lot. I also see comments on your channel from Indian nationalists hating on me. I'm a Brahmin, the top 1% of the Indian caste system, so they need to stop crying over my background. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I think that a lot of white and brown Westerners are not really understanding what multiculturalism in places like Canada and the UK is really all about. Western people are not only losing their homelands to economic migrants coming in for a better life, but they also don't realize that people in the West, many of them, are now decentralizing. It's almost as if the West is intentionally being run aground like a metaphorical ship on a shoreline to convince the best and brightest Westerners to go to places like Latin America, Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, and even Africa. Should you go to London, Chetan? I would if I was going to make a fortune over there for 5 to 10 years and then simply head back to India with all that money. If you do, then you're just helping drive Westerners out of the West. A few days ago, I was listening to Stacey Hubert, the wife of Bitcoin billionaire Max Kaiser, that was buying it when it was a dollar, and now they live in El Salvador and work with President Bukele. The idea they have is to build a new city-state like Florence. She said that white people from Australia, New Zealand, and Canada are coming to the country in droves. But they say that most of them are Canadians. The new Western dream is for many white Westerners to leave the West and live like kings overseas, while handing over the West to Abduls and Abdis. They know the age of the nation-state is coming to an end rather soon, so maybe they're trying to accelerate the collapse and raise the property values in the West so they can sell it and move to places that I mentioned earlier. What do you think happens when AI can do the work of 95% of the population? El Salvador has 6 million people living there. If it soaks up the best and brightest from the West, then it can eventually become, in theory, just as productive as Germany. I keep thinking the decentralized cryptocurrency, i.e. Bitcoin, and eventually tokenization of stocks will allow people in the West total financial freedom and portability of capital. We will be everywhere, and many poor Africans and Indians won't actually have anywhere to go to siphon off money anymore. They'll be stuck in Canada and the UK as the fossil fuels run out, with no way to heat themselves, while Europeans buy up chunks of the world with nice climates. Chetan, many Indian guys coming to Canada are basically playing checkers and winning at it. But what they don't realize is the English-speaking people are actually playing chess. Chetan, if you're in the top 1% of the caste system in India with money, then Canada doesn't want you. We want the poor and uneducated because they'll work and not complain. And that's according to the government policy. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Mentor. The Red Pill Mentor Tokyo is a content creator making research-based videos on a variety of topics, including herbivore men, women's plausible deniability losing power due to men's intellect, why women are delusional about their value, as well as narcissism. He's also the author of a short book called Where Have All the Good Men Gone?, which researches the gender academics gap combined with women's hypergamous nature, resulting in their unrealistic expectations of men and an increase in divorce when she's the breadwinner. The Red Pill Tokyo sponsor links are down below. Anyways, now back to people in the East think that they've won coming to the West Clown World Show. Chetan, the world of the future is going to look a lot like South Africa. Wealthy European stock living behind their fortified walls with drones and robots to protect them, with the constant threat of poor people from outside invading and taking what they have. Kind of like what we're seeing in Israel being surrounded by certain destruction on all sides. And they're the only first world country with above replacement fertility. When your country is a tiny life raft in a stormy sea instead of a nice comfortable ocean liner in calm waters, you're more likely to have children to guarantee the survival of your group. If you're under constant threat of annihilation, then you're more likely to reproduce, so you have enough young people to protect yourself and older generations. That's why you have those kids. As far as I can tell, there are two motivations for reproduction. One would be you need children for farming to take care of you when you're old and provide food for you. The other reason is to reproduce so you make sure there are enough young people to run the military. That's the first, last, and only line of defense against the unwashed masses that will make you extinct. One might look at Israel as a blueprint for the future of Europeans. Humans need something to struggle against, and sometimes it's their very survival. The in-group versus the out-group. In the 20th century in the West, it was the communists. But I think in the 21st century, it's going to be migrants and immigrant minorities, which will rapidly become the majorities. But there'll be what I'd like to call financial apartheid. Much the same way you have palaces in India surrounded by poverty. The wealth inequality is crazy there, and the same will happen in the West. The poor will be concentrated in the cities like the mice in the mouse utopia experiments, until they destroy each other. It's almost as if the West is playing a reverse Trojan horse maneuver. The West is willingly allowing the third world to enter the first world, but in the end I can't help but get this feeling that it's a trap of some kind. I'd stay in India if I were you, Chetan. Either that or find a way to do what Westerners are doing by working remotely in India or some other country you prefer to live in. The new dream is to get a Western income living in a much cheaper place. Unless, of course, your parents and grandparents already made a fortune in the West. Then you get to enjoy the quality of life there. Just to give you another example of the madhouse of Canada, Arif Virani, the Canadian Justice Minister of Arabic origin, in charge of preventing car theft in Canada, has had his car stolen 3 times in the last few years. This country is a joke. What happens when women and minorities make up the majority of the parliament? We will become like South Africa, intentionally run aground like a ship. So now you see why so many Canadians are escaping to places like El Salvador. Why do you think that Dubai was created? Probably some smart Arabs figured out that there was going to be a mass exodus of Europeans and North Americans at some point, so they figured out that being among the first to attract them would be the most beneficial financially. Indians are treated poorly in the UAE, and I suspect the same will happen in most places in the world at some point. Canada is making it a point to invite them in and drain their bank accounts, and leave them with no financial ability to start their life up again in India. So they're stuck in Canada. So Chetan, come to London. Contribute to its demographic collapse and get stuck there once you've sunk your capital into a country that's pretty much like a sinking ship. That whole story about how weak men create hard times has been floating around for so long that people forget that the English brought civilization and parliamentary democracy to many parts of the world. I hope they're building enough housing for Indians in the UK, because they certainly weren't building enough of them in Canada. Canada, and I'm also sure England, probably looks at you like a human resources to be consumed. Indians are charged $25,000 a year for university tuition, but Canadians only pay around $6,000 or $7,000. You guys are being used to subsidize the education of people born in Canada. Part of me wants to see 10 or 20 million more Indians come to Canada, and the country sinking under its weight, so that myself and other smart people with money leave. But we'll be back once real estate prices crash because the Indians go home, because there are enough resources to heat their homes, each filled with 2 or 3 families in the winter. Again, Chetan, use the West to make money, but how are you supposed to save that money if you're living in London? The food, shelter, and transportation costs are insane. If you do go, make sure you're able to be left with money at the end of each month. Otherwise, why would you be doing that and becoming some English aristocrat's employee that amounts to nothing more than a useful idiot? I used to feel doom and gloom for the future, until I realized that I have a literal cold allergy and I will need to live in a warmer climate in Canada at most for half the year. I'm going to visit El Salvador in 2 years and see what that place is like, to scope it out. I might decide it might be a better place than southern Florida depending on the community, and if I see any progress. I also hear that Panama City is beautiful and worth it, and does look a lot cleaner and safer. While many Indians are coming to the West, those in the West are leaving and letting them have it, and turn it into another India. But enough of my crazy talk for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the West is going to financially smash Sinbad and Samir when they think that the West is their trophy. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Indian guys from figuring out that coming to the West before the Westerners can leave is going to leave them wrecked away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.